Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. Remember by Ram Goldhari and today Maseches Ksubis Daf Yud Beis. The first parak Basul Nisays. The Zichu Maseches Ksubis program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Hachazachas Torah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states: Ha'ochal Eitz Chami BeYehuda Shelo BeEdim. If one eats in his father-in-law's house in Yehuda after kedushin without witnesses that he did not have yichud with his kala, he cannot make a claim of Tanis Basulim because it was the minhag in Yehuda that he has yichud with her during these visits. The Gemara infers from the fact that the Mishnah stated, if one eats, it follows that there are places in Yehuda where one does not eat in his father-in-law's house during the period of Kedushin. Abai said, we can learn from here, that even in Yehuda, there are various places that have different minhagim. Rashi explains that in the places where the minhag was not to eat in one's father-in-law's house, one could bring a tanis basulim. Pointing to the next Mishnah states, Achas almanis Yisrael, v'achas almanis kohanim, ksubasam mana. Both an almana that is a bas Yisrael and an almana that is a bas kohen have a ksuba of a mana. Basin shokahanim, hayagovim lebesua, arba mea zuz, v'omichum b'yadim ha'chachamim. But the basin and the kohanim would collect 400 zuz for a besua, who was a bas kohen, and the chachamim did not protest. The Gemara brings a conflicting brace of the Tat, Valmanus Kohanim Ksubasa Masayim. The Ksuba of an Almanus, a Bas Kohen, is 200 Zuz. And Ravashi explains, Shtei Takanos Hayu. There were two Takanos concerning an Almanu who was a Bas Kohen. Originally, they enacted a 400 Zuz Ksuba for a Basua and a Mana for an Almana. Came the Chazad Mazazabuhu, but when the Kohanim saw that people were treating the Almanus lightly, which Ravashi explains means that they were still divorcing them and the Ksuba amount was not a deterrent, they enacted a 200 Zuz Ksuba for an Almana. Then when they saw that people were refraining from marrying the Almanas, because people would say, instead of marrying an Almanu who's a Bas Kohen, let's go marry a Basua that's a Bas Yisrael, they went back to the original Takana of a Ksuba of only 100 Zuz. And point number three, the next Mishnah states that in the case of one who marries a woman and does not find her Basulim, and she says, Meshir Erestani Na'anasti, Benistachve Sadehu, after your Mekadosh me, I was violated, and this is a case of the buyer's field was flooded, and he says, it's not so, rather it happened before I was Mekadosh you, Vayamikhi Mechachtaos, and my acquisition was an acquisition made in error, from Gamliel, Rebbe Lezer said, Ne'amenes, she's believed, whereas Rebbe Yeshua says, we do not believe her. Rather, she has a chazaka being a non-Basul before she had Kedushin and had misled him, until she can bring proof to her claim. The Gemara suggests that this case is like the one where one said to the other, Yomi Amana, and the other one says, I do not know. Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna say, Ischaib, Bari Veshama, Bari Adif, where one claims certainly, and the other one claims perhaps, the claim of certainty is stronger. Rav Nachman, Rav Yochan say, he's Pater, Ukim Amona Becheskas Mar, we let the money remain with its current owner. The Gemara answers Rav Nachman could say that his view is in accordance with Rav Gamliel. For Rav Gamliel only believed the wife because of a migu, for she could have claimed that she was a mukus eitz, but there's no migu in the loan case. Alternatively, Rav Gamliel holds we keep the woman in her chazaka of being a basula, whereas in the loan dispute, the plaintiff has no chazaka. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Ha'ocha eitz ochami b'Yehuda b'shelo b'edim. If one eats in his father-in-law's house in Yehuda after kedushin without edim, that he did not have yichud with his kala, he cannot make a claim of Tanis Basulim because it was the minhag in Yehuda that he has yichud with her during these visits. The Gemara infers from the fact that the Mishnah stated, if one eats, it follows that there are places in Yehuda where one does not eat in his father-in-law's house during the period of Kedushin. Abai said, we can learn from here, that even in Yehuda, there are various places that have different minhagim. Rashi explains that in the places where the minhag was not to eat in one's father-in-law's house, one could bring a tanis basulim. Pointing to the next Mishnah states, Achas almanis Yisrael, v'achas almanis kohanim, ksubasam mana. Both an almana that is a bas Yisrael and an almana that is a bas kohen have a ksuba of a mana. Basin shokahanim, hayagovim lebesua, arba mea zuz, v'omichum b'yadim ha'chachamim. But the basin and the kohanim would collect 400 zuz for a basua, who was a bas kohen, and the chachamim did not protest. The Gemara brings a conflicting brace of the Tat, Valmanus Kohanim Ksubasa Masayim. The Ksuba of an Almanu, a Bas Kohen, is 200 Zuz. And Ravashi explains, Shtei Takanos Hayu. There were two Takanos concerning an Almanu who was a Bas Kohen. Originally, they enacted a 400 Zuz Ksuba for a Basua and a Mana for an Almana. Came the Chazad Mazazabuhu, but when the Kohanim saw that people were treating the Almanus lightly, which Rashi explains means that they were still divorcing them and the Ksuba amount was not a deterrent, they enacted a 200 Zuz Ksuba for an Almana. Then when they saw that people were refraining from marrying the Almanas, because people would say, instead of marrying an Almanu who's a Bas Kohen, let's go marry a Basua that's a Bas Yisrael, they went back to the original Takana of a Ksuba of only 100 Zuz. And point number 3, the next Mishnah states that in the case of one who marries a woman and does not find her Basulim, and she says, Meshir Estani Na Nasti, Mnistachva Sadehu, after you were Mekadosh me, I was violated, and this is a case of the buyer's field was flooded, and he says, it's not so, rather it happened before I was Mekadosh you, Vayamikhi Mechachtaos, and my acquisition was an acquisition made in error, from Gamliel, Rebbe Lezer said, Ne'amenes, she is believed, whereas Rebbe Shua says, we do not believe her. Rather, she has a chazaka being a non-Basul before she had Kedushin and had misled him, until she can bring proof to her claim. The Gemara suggests that this case is like the one where one said to the other, Yomi Amana, and the other one says, I do not know. Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna say, Ischaib, Bari Veshema, Bari Adif, where one claims certainly, and the other one claims perhaps, the claim of certainty is stronger. Rav Nachman, Rav Yochan say, he's Pater, Ukim Amona Becheskas Mar, we let the money remain with its current owner. The Gemara answers Rav Nachman could say that his view is in accordance with Rav Gamliel. For Rav Gamliel only believed the wife because of a migu, for she could have claimed that she was a mukus eitz, but there's no migu in the loan case. Alternatively, Rav Gamliel holds we keep the woman in her chazaka of being a basula, whereas in the loan dispute, the plaintiff has no chazaka. All right, so now we get our Simmer Daf Yud base, and our standard simmon is 12 brothers. 12 brothers. So here goes. The 12 brothers from Yehuda eating with their new brother-in-law, who told him to not even try to make a tainus basulim, were showing him that the ksuba amount to marry their basula's sister was the same as one for an almana bas kohen, when their sister rushed in to tell her chassan that she was certain that his field had just flooded. Once again, in slow motion. The 12 brothers from Yehuda, 12 brothers, that must be one daf Yud Beis. The 12 brothers from Yehuda eating with their new brother-in-law, who told him to not even try to make a tainus basulim, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Ha'ocha etzel chamu Yehuda shelo be'edim. If one eats in his father-in-law's house in Yehuda after Kedushin without aiding that he did not have yichud with the kala, he cannot make a claim of tainus basulim because it was the minhag in Yehuda that he has yichud with her during these visits. The Gemara infers from the fact that the Mishnah stated, if one eats, that there are places in Yehuda where one does not eat in his father-in-law's house during the period of Kedushin, and therefore, a chassan in those places could bring a tainus basulim. So the 12 brothers from Yehuda eating with their new brother-in-law, who told them to not even try to make a tainus basulim, were showing him that the ksuba amount to marry their basula's sister was the same as one for an almana bas kohen, which reminds us there were two takanas made for the ksuba of a bas kohen almana. When the kohanim saw people were still divorcing the almanas and the amount was not a deterrent, they raised the amount to 200 zuz. But when they saw people choosing a bas yisrael basula for that amount, they lowered it back down to a mana. So the 12 brothers from Yehuda eating with their new brother-in-law, who told him to not even try to make a tainus basulim, were showing him that the kasuba amount to marry their basula's sister was the same as one for an almana bas kohen, when their sister rushed in to tell her chazan that she was certain that his field had just flooded. Which reminds us, the Gemara wanted to compare the case of one who marries a woman and does not find her basulim, and she says, Meshur astani na nasti, nistachav hasadehu, after you were mekadosh me, I was violated, and this is the case of the buyer's field was flooded, to a case where one said to the other, you owe me a mana, and the other one says, I don't know. Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna said, he's chayev, bari v'shema, bari adef, and Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan said, he is pater, ukim amana bechazos mari, we let the money remain with its current owner. The Gemara answered, Rav Nachman could say that his view is in accordance with Rav Gamliel, for Rav Gamliel only believed the wife because of a migu, for she could have claimed she was a mukas eitz, but there was no migu in the loan case. Alternatively, Rav Gamliel holds we keep the woman in her chazaka of being a basula, whereas in the loan dispute, the plaintiff has no chazaka. So once again, the 12 brothers from Yehuda eating with their new brother-in-law, who told him to not even try to make a tainus basulim, were showing him that the ksuba amount to marry their basula's sister was the same as one from Almana Bas Kohen, when their sister rushed in to tell her chassan that she was certain that his field had just flooded. All right, now it's time for 4 Balat Ba'al Chazara. Dav Ches, so the Simmer Dav Ches is a challah. So here goes. The Sheva Bracha is challah. Challah, that must be more Dav Ches. The Sheva Brachas Challah made in the shape of a man and a woman joined as one, with the text of the Brachas written out with poppy seeds, which reminds us, the Gemara lists the text of the Sheva Brachas and relates that besides the Bracha, of Berei Pirakaf and Levi only recited 5 Brachas, including the 3rd Bracha of Asher Yitzar Adam Betzalmo, who formed man in his image, but leading out the 2nd Bracha of Yotzar Adam, who formed the man, but Rav Asi recited all 6. Rav Asi holds Basa Machshava Azlin, and we follow Hashem's plan, which was to make a separate male and female in a separate act of creation. Therefore, 2 brachos are necessary. Levi holds Basar Maisa Azlin. We follow Hashem's action in which he created a single entity. Therefore, only 1 bracha is necessary. So the Sheva Brachas Challah made in the shape of a man and a woman, joined as one with the text of the Brachas written out with poppy seeds, was taken instead to the mourner's house by the rabbi's Meturgman, who spoke words of comfort. Which reminds us, Reish Lakish instructed his Meturgman to speak words of comfort several times, and regarding the mourners, he said, Rabim Shasu Rabim Yishtu, many drunk from the cup of death, and many will drink. Like the drink of the early generations, so is the drink of the later generations. Abai said, one should not say, many will drink, nor mention the drink of later generations. For Rabbi Shimon Lakish taught, Lo'om al yiftach adam pivo satan, one should never open one's mouth to satan. So the Sheva Brachas Challah made in the shape of a man and a woman joined as one, with the text of the Brachas written out with poppy seeds, was taken instead to the mourner's house by the rabbi's Meturgman, who spoke words of comfort, and instructed the mourners to eat it along with 10 cups of wine. Which reminds us, Ula said, and some say it was taught in a brisa, Asara kosos tikna chachamim beisa eva. The chachamim instituted 10 cups of wine in the house of mourning. Rashi explains that it's fitting to give a mourner a lot to drink, as the pasuk states, Tnu shecher la'ovid v'yan lamari nafesh. Give strong drink to one who's destroyed, and wine to those with a bitter soul. 3 cups were given before the meal, 3 during the meal, and 4 were given after the meal, each one upon the conclusion of one of the 4 brachos of birchas hamazon. 4 more cups were instituted, the last for Rabbi Gamliel, because he provoked the change to burial to be only in plain linen garments. But after the Chachamim saw people were getting drunk, they went back to only 10. Dav Tes, so the simmer Dav Tes is a teapot. So here goes. At the Pesach Pesuach Tea House, that must be on Dav Tes, tea, teapot. At the Pesach Pesuach Tea House, Rakhals who became forbidden to the Chassans came for tea, which reminds Rabbi Elazar said, Omer Pesach Pesuach Masasi Naman Loshalov. If the Chassan said, I found an open entrance suggesting that she's already in relations with someone else, he's believed to make her forbidden to him. Even though this claim cannot be verified, he is believed, as it applies to himself, to make her into something that's forbidden to him. He's not believed to the extent that it would make her lose her ksuba. So, at the Pesach Pesuach Tea House, where kallahs who became forbidden to their chassans came for tea, sat one lady who showed the get her husband gave her before he went to war. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks, why was Batsheva permitted to daven given there are many witnesses? And the Gemara gives 2 answers. One, it was done by Ones, or secondly, Uriah gave her a get before going to war. The get was given conditionally to take effect from the time of writing if the husband were to die in battle. Uriah died on the battlefield, and therefore Batsheva was permitted to daven. So at the Pesach Pesuach Tea House, where kallahs who became forbidden to their chassans came for tea, sat one lady who showed the get her husband gave her before he went to war, to a sad friend who lost her ksuba because her chassan, who went through the effort of preparing the seuda, was believed. Which reminds us, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Omer Pesach Pesuach Masasi Naman L'Hafsidah Ksubasah. When they were asked, what did the Chachamim achieve by instituting a ksuba, if the husband could easily free himself of it with this claim, Rav answered that Chazaka Ein Adam Tarech Masuda V'Masida. It's Chazaka, man will not put all this effort into preparing the suda and then waste it. Daf Yud, so the Simmer Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. The minion of Yidden, that must mean we're on Daf Yud. The minion of Yidden who came to the rabbi to learn how to read a ksuba for a basula, that was a deraisa, which reminds us, according to one approach in the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that a ksuba for a basula is a deraisa, learned from Kesef Yishkol b'Kamohar Basulos, but a ksuba for an almana is a derabanan. So the minion of Yidden who came to the rabbi to learn how to read a ksuba for a basula, that was a deraisa, wonder what the wine barrel in the corner was for, which reminds us, Rabbi Gamliel Bar Rebbe performed the wine barrel test to determine if a kal was a basua. He first tested it on shivchas because he was an expert in it, and lav orach ara lezalzuli b'venos Yisrael, and it's not proper to be mezalzel, to demean the venos Yisrael by testing it on them. So the minion of Yidden who came to the rabbi to learn how to read a ksuba for a basua, that was a daraisa, wonder what the wine barrel in the corner was for, which had a ksuba for an almana, and a mana tape to it, which reminds us, a widow is called an almana because she receives almana. When the Gemara then asks how the Torah could use the word almana when the ksuba didn't exist then, it answers, Dasim Rabbanim Masakni Lemana, because the Rabbanim in the future were destined to institute almana for her. We see the Torah write something based on the future, such as referring to the third river from Gan Eden that flows east of Ashur, even though Ashur did not exist at that point. Daf Yudov, so the Simmer Daf Yudov is stars like the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The happy young ger lying in his bed looking up at the shining stars in the sky. Stars? That must be more on Daf Yud Aleph. the happy young Ger lying in his bed looking up at the shining stars in the sky while holding a picture of the Beis Din that converted him. Which reminds us, Rav Huna said, Ger katan mabilin oso al das Beis Din. In the case of a katan that converts, we immerse him in the mikvah on the understanding of Beis Din. Rashi explains that when the katan does not have a father, a Beis Din can serve in his father's place, enabling the child to convert through them. Rav Huna is coming to teach us that it's a schus for a young Ger to convert, and it's only for an adult, the tam the Isura, who has tasted the taste of Easter, that conversion is not a schus. So the happy young Ger lying in his bed, looking up at the shining stars in the sky, while holding a picture of the Beis Din that converted him, was shocked when his older sister stormed into the room and declared she was going to renounce her conversion. Which reminds us, Rav Yosef said regarding minors that convert, Higdilu yachoin limchos, when they get older, they may renounce their conversion. Rashi explains that this then applies even in the case where the child converted along with his father. Gemara clarifies that once she becomes an adult for one moment and does not renounce her conversion, she's no longer able to do so. So the happy young Ger lying in his bed looking up at the shining stars in the sky while holding a picture of the Beis Din that converted him was shocked when his older sister stormed into the room and declared she was going to renounce her conversion. After being injured by a young boy's piece of wood, which reminds Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav Katan Haba'al HaGadola, Asa Mukas Eitz, a minor boy who has relations with an adult female renders her a Mukas Eitz. Rashi explains that even though a bia of a minor is not a bia, it's no less than an inserted piece of wood in terms of rupturing her basulim. Therefore, according to the Chachamim, she'd only receive a ksuba of a mana and she would be forbidden to a kohen gadol who must marry a basula. Shmuel disagreed and said, A Mukas Eitz, but Basar, there's no such thing as a Mukas Eitz caused by flesh. If such relations do not render her a non-basula, they also do not make her a Mukas Eitz. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which definitely of the case where the caller says she was violated and her chassan's field was flooded, and we learn that it's not necessarily like the loan case that's on Duff? Yud Beis. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we learn that Rebbe Lazar holds that a chassan who says Pesach Basula Masasi is believed to make the caller forbidden to him, but not to lose her ksuba? That's on Duff? Test. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we learn that one who ate in his father-in-law's house in Yehuda after Kedushin without Adam could not bring a Tanis Basulin, but not every place in Yehuda kept that minhag? That's on Duff? Yud Beis. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we learn that a widow is called an almana because her ksuba is a mana? That's on Duff? Yud. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we learn that the basin can convert a ger katan when there's no father as it's a schus for the katan? That's on Duff? Yud off. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we learn from the maisa of the maturgman providing comfort that al tift chepel is satan? That's on Duff? Ches. Good. Number 7. Which daf did we learn that there were two takanas for the ksuba of an almana bas kohen? That's on Duff? Yud Beis. Good. Number 8. Which daf did we learn that a ger can renounce their faith when they get older? That's on Duff? Yud off. Good. Number 9. Which daf did we learn that Gamliel Rebbe did a wine barrel test to determine if a kala was a basua? That's on Duff? Yod. Good. And number 10, which daf do we learn the Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that a ksuba for basula is at the Raisa, and learn from the pasuk kesef yishkol kamoha basulos, and the ksuba of an almana is at the Rabbanan? That's on Duff? Yod. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldham Zichu wishing a great day and great learning.